Okay, it's Tatiana Slade. I'm going to talk a little bit about an intervention study that focuses not just on HIV, but also a little bit on HPV as an outcome. I'd also like to thank Drs. LaShawn Robinson. Is LaShawn here? Thank you, LaShawn. Delia? Is Delia here? Thank you, Delia, if you're not here. Nakia? Thank you, Nakia. Tanisha? And Ralph. Thank you, everybody, for helping. Hello.
No, actually, that's the same one you used. Put it on the table. Yeah. Interesting. Every year, I always manage to have the crazy ones. Here's this one.
Okay. Okay, unfortunately, the epidemic of HIV is most, among women, is most traumatic among African-American women. And particularly when you look at geographically, African-American women in the South are particularly hard hit. So what we're interested in doing is actually designing an interventions for African-American young adult women in the South. And we are in what we call the Deep South. And you may say, what is the Deep South? Well, we're going to talk about that in a couple seconds, but because they're so hardly hit, women have very sort of restricted options in terms of prevention choices. So the aim of our intervention is to actually give them a range of HIV prevention choices, particularly some that are actually women-initiated or women-controlled. The Deep South is actually Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Louisiana. So welcome to the Deep South if you're from other places. I didn't know what the Deep South was until I moved there, but it's an amazing place. We're going to talk about STARS. STARS stands for Sisters Talking About Real Solutions. He has a wonderful STARS health educator. The whole objective of STARS is to actually look at the efficacy of STARS for African-American women living in Georgia, a deep southern state. Our primary outcome is looking at incident STIs, specifically chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomoniasis, as well as our primary behavioral outcome is unprotected sexual intercourse. We have a range of secondary outcomes, including HPV, specifically cancer-causing. Also, some other behavioral outcomes are multiple sexual partners, non-insertive sexual intercourse. Historically, we focus on vaginal sex, but of course, when you think of safer sex behaviors, non-insertive sexual intercourse is also very important. This is just the actual center where we actually implemented the study. It was at Kaiser Permanente, and it's a health maintenance organization. We actually were able to recruit a random sample of African-American women from Kaiser. Eligibility criteria included being African-American female, 18 to 29, provided written and informed consent, and reported having unprotected vaginal sex in the prior 6 months. It's a randomized controlled trial. After we actually determined eligibility, a woman completed a baseline assessment. They were randomized to either the intervention or the comparison condition, and followed at 6 and 12 months follow-up. Let's look at the intervention for a second. What we did in the first session, before we talk about the epidemiology of HIV among African-American women, or before we even talk about risk behaviors and the importance of risk behaviors, we focus on ethnic and gender pride. We often do this by reading African-American poetry by Maya Angelou or other famous African-American female poets. We talk about healthy and unhealthy relationships and what the differences between them. We discuss a range of safer sex options, abstinence, douching, mutual stimulation. We want to make it safe but fun as well. Oral sex, however, protected oral sex. Having an uninfected partner, as well as regular use of condoms and reducing number of partners. So during the first session, we actually did a number of these activities, and we modeled and role-played these safer sex options from what we call the Amore safer sex choice options during the second session. These are just some of the activities that we engaged in as part of STARS. Douching Jeopardy. We would ask a number of true or false answers, and the woman would respond. Because this is the Deep South, douching, which is quite prevalent among African-American women in the Deep South, was really important to focus on. So just go down these and see if you can get some of these true and false answers. If you have problems, we can talk about it after the session. Is douching more common among black women than white women? True or false? Let me ask you. Yes, you're my participants. Interactive. Raise your hand. Just say it. True or false? Thank you, ladies. Douching products can include water, vinegar, homemade products. True or false?
True.
You should douche whenever you have sex.
False.
We will talk. Douching increases your chances of having an STI.
True.
Douching is done to clean your vagina.
We can.
That's what women often think. Okay, that's true. It's one of the primary reasons. And these are just a sample of some of the items that were asked as part of the assessment. Also, as you know, because women don't wear condoms, they have to actually ask their partner to actually use a condom. So we use a number of communication vignettes, and this is just one of them. We've used this particular vignette in several of our other HIV prevention efforts. You finally decide to get your hair braided. Your girlfriend told you that your cousin does braids. You go to her house, she braids your hair, and she braids it lopsided. How do you respond in an aggressive, passive, and assertive manner? I won't ask you this right now, but this is just an example of some of the communication vignettes that we actually do. Dating game. You'll see a little bit more of this dating game in a little while. But in addition to focusing on condom use, partner selection is also a very important HIV risk practice. Let me just ask you a couple things. Dion is 26, has a nice ride, a good job in computers, and a great sense of humor. He's always at the clubs and has lots of female friends. You heard that Dion cheated on a friend of a friend. Would you date Dion?
No.
14. But you are 18 years old. You're not an MPH student or a doctorate. Pretend you're 18, 19, 20, 21. Does he look good? He looks pretty good. What about Anthony? Anthony goes to Morehouse. He's real cute. He's an alpha man. You know, the fraternity, not like an alpha man. He's really smart, but you heard he's pretty mean to his ex-girlfriend and talks down to her. Would you date or not date Anthony? Jason is 25, has a steady job at Kinko's, has finished 2 years at a local community college, drives a hoopty, and is a good man, real nice and hardworking. Would you date Jason?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys if you really date Jason's, okay? Understanding risk. In addition to actually talking about risky partners, it's often important to look at the context in which risk occurs in. A man that's been into jail, someone you meet at a club, your baby's daddy, a friend. What we're really asking the women in regards to these situations is, why would it be hard or easy to use condoms with these individuals? It's not just condom use, but the context which in condom use occurs, particularly within certain particular partners. Analyses. This is an intent to treat analysis. At baseline, we compared several of the study conditions, the intervention, as well as the comparison condition on demographics, sexual behaviors, and mediators. Looked at covariates and used logistic and linear regression. Basically, there were 2 4-hour intervention conditions and 2 4-hour comparison sessions. As you see, the percent of women completing both sessions in the intervention and comparisons was quite high, and we had pretty good retention over the 12-month follow-up for both the intervention and comparison condition. So, of course, we're looking at one of our primary behavioral biological outcomes. What starts effective in reducing incident biological outcomes? Let's look at non-viral STI, specifically chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trich. Particularly, women who were in the intervention condition were less likely to acquire an incident non-viral STI. Additionally, they were also less likely to acquire high-risk HPV. Very, very, very important, because HPV, like I said, is quite prevalent also among this population. Any STD includes both HPV as well as non-viral STIs. The intervention was effective over those two conditions as well. The next question was, SARS effective in reducing risky behavioral outcomes? There are a number of outcomes, and these outcomes are really quite tied to our Amore model, looking at abstaining from douching. They were less likely to douche, more likely to actually ask or advise their partner to get an STI test result, more likely to actually mutually stimulate their partner. Oral sex protected, which is much more common among, or much more prevalent among women in the intervention. The women in the intervention were much more likely to have a partner who was uninfected. Also, women in the intervention were much less likely to have multiple sex partners. They were much less likely to have a casual partner. And also, much less likely to actually select a male partner who wanted children. We'll talk about that later. Was the intervention effective at enhancing mediators of safer sex? Yes. We actually were able to increase HIV knowledge, condom use self-efficacy, as well as reduce partner barriers to safer sex. This is a 2-session intervention. The intervention showed that we can reduce high-risk HPV incidence, non-viral STI incidence, as well as enhance safer sex mediators among a random sample as opposed to a convenient sample of African-American women. The intervention may be attributed to looking at a menu of women-controlled or women-initiated safer sex options. Historically, we focus on condom use, but there's so many other things that we can do. It's about time that we looked at sort of women-initiated options. Future interventions may also consider looking at sort of women-initiated options for safer sex. Thank you very much.
Please, another round of applause for our presenter. She's really engaging. And so, fortunately, we have her for the next presentation also.